We're reading in Kabbalah for the Student, page 128, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, we're in item 39. You can ask questions in our website, Kabbalah TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Item 39. Now we have shown that the Creator's desired goal for the creation He had created is to bestow upon His creatures so they would know His truthfulness and greatness and receive all the delight and pleasure He had prepared for them
in each and every moment of their existence. Not in the end of correction, but in general, in each and every moment, we receive from the Creator only good things. The question is, who are we? With whom are we identifying? The will to receive, our natural beastly desire, or with the will to bestow? Yes?
In a measure described in the verse, Ephraim, my darling son, is he joy of his parents? Thus you clearly find that this purpose does not apply to the still and the great spheres, such as the earth, the moon, or the sun, however luminous they may be, and not to the vegetative or the animate, for they lack the sensation of others, even from among their own species. Therefore, how can the sensation of the godly and his bestowal apply to them?
Meaning, they lack a feeling. Will to receive is not developed enough to feel deeply what are they getting, and also from where, from whom are they receiving. That's why they don't feel this connection with godliness. They were not created. The world was not created for them.
Humankind alone, having been prepared with the sensation of others,
first,
of the same species, who are similar to them, after delving in Torah and Mitzvot,
two,
when they invert their will to receive to will to bestow,
three,
and come to equivalence of form with this Maker,
four,
they receive all the degrees that have been prepared for them in the upper world, called Naran Chai. By that they become qualified to receive the purpose of the thought of creation.
Five.
After all, the purpose of the creation of all the worlds was for man alone.
The one who works. For the man who is working. Or him. Only him. Only he is called man. Questions?
It's not clear what the feeling of God or the feeling of others means.
A feeling.
Yes, but we say we can't feel outside our own vessels.
From the outset, we don't feel what's happening inside our will to receive. That's true. But our will to receive can improve by the upper influence. And then it will become qualified to feel something additional, not according to its qualities, but according to the qualities that's above him. This means that we acquire the degree of faith, bina, above the degree of reception, malchut, that reason. And that's how we become worthy, capable of feeling the Creator. Boy, come and see. Something that's taking place in us, that's filling us, that's connected with us, we begin to feel it because we've received new qualities.
Suppose with a friend, do you feel anything except for your relation to him? Can you really feel him?
I don't know what is him, never. I know that I can feel something more than myself.
It's
someone else.
How does he say that animals don't feel their species? There are others. We know animals work in groups. We're so impressed of the sardines that...
You're right about sardines, but we're talking about something more than sardines. We're talking about feeling the other instead of myself towards the other. Hold on. When I can intermingle, merge with the other to such an extent that the example of the other will be in me, I will be impressed by it, and he will live in me. Not that I will feel the friend like a psychologist. I feel the others because I build in me a certain template, certain mold. This person is so and so. This person is such and such. Rather, using the force of bestowal that I receive from above, from the outside, I begin to build in myself a blueprint of the other the way he is, with that same quality of bestowal, force of bestowal. And then two forms exist in me, myself and the other. It's not that I'm going to become wiser and understand the other with my wisdom. Rather, it comes because I can build in myself his form. I can't explain more than that to you.
But a few minutes ago you answered Eli and you said, I cannot say what he is. Now you're saying...
Until I acquire such a capability of feeling the other the way he is. Not that I, from feeling the chair, I also understand that the other wants the chair as well. No. I want to feel such things in him that do not exist in me, that don't exist in me. That's what we acquire. And that was given only to humankind, but the kind of person who works on himself, who works in Torah mitzvot, receives the reforming light, corrects himself, and then he becomes worthy with faith above reason.
So how would you define what's going on with the animate when they have a common action? They do have joint actions. There's like parenthood and all kinds of things.
We build countries, societies, everything. We get married. We correct ourselves, correct themselves somehow. Of course, inside the will to receive, that constantly improves in them. They call it evolution or progress or development, and that's how they develop. Even more than that, they establish various laws so their behavior will seemingly be better, more correct, and so on and so forth. This is all on the animate degree.
Can we ask about what you described about the friend?
What?
Am I supposed to clothe myself on him, or should he be clothed inside me to acquire new qualities from him, or it's not really clear what...
We're entering the perception of reality here. We still cannot speak about it without being confused, so I prefer to talk about it in this way. Using the quality of bestowal, faith above reason, that you acquire, first of all, to the extent that you acquire it, you begin to feel what's truly, seemingly outside of you. Next.
Item 40. Page 129. And I know that it is completely unaccepted in the eyes of some philosophers. They cannot agree that man, which they think of as low and worthless, is the center of the magnificent creation. But they are like a worm that is born inside a radish. It lives there and thinks that the world of the Creator is as bitter, as dark, and small as the radish it was born in. But as soon as it breaks the shell of the radish and peeps out, it claims in bewilderment, "I thought the whole world was the size of the radish I was born in. And now I see a grand, beautiful, and wondrous world before me." So too are those who are immersed in the klipa, singular of klipot, of the will to receive they were born with, and did not try to take the unique spice, which are the practical Torah and mitzvot, which can break this hard klipa and turn it into a desire to bestow contentment upon the Maker. It is certain that they must determine their worthlessness and emptiness as they truly are, and cannot comprehend that this magnificent reality had been created only for them. Indeed, had they delved in Torah and mitzvot to bestow contentment upon their Maker with all the required purity, and would try to break the klipa of the will to receive they were born in, and assume the desire to bestow, their eyes would immediately open to see and attain for themselves all the degrees of wisdom, intelligence, and clear mind that have been prepared for them in the spiritual worlds. Then they would themselves say what our sages said. What does a good guest say? Everything the host has done, he has done for me alone. We're through with item 40.
Questions?
Barur. Ken Niv.
Clear, right, Niv?
What is this worm when it comes out of the radish?
Anachnu?
Us? We are the worm that lives inside the radish. And thank God the Creator is making the radish bitter and bitter every day, and then we wish to come out of it. We don't know where to. We circle around, we go around in circles inside this radish until from the upper providence nevertheless brings us to open up this shell of the radish, and we begin to discover that there is an upper world, or at least that there is hope to come to an upper state, eternal, whole, enlightened. What are you asking?
I'm asking, what does it see when it comes out of the radish?
It sees a world of love and bestowal because it reached these qualities.
And what happens to the radish itself? It comes out of it and that's it?
That's it. There's nothing in the will to receive, no other role for the will to receive except to bring us in order to bestow. And then it is cancelled from its role. That's it. It took upon itself this role in order to bring us to the will to bestow, to adhesion.
And the radish, when it goes back, what does it say about this radish?
It says, "Goodbye, Pharaoh."
But it was bitter for her there.
Of course, that's why it ran away.
So how can it justify the Creator if it feels that it was bitter there, if it still tastes?
even before it comes out, in the preparation for coming out of the radish, it begins to understand the process and bless the Creator and acquire the qualities of bestowal and faith above reason. And this is what we wish to realize right now.
So basically, the enlightened world is that same radish, but it's a different perception of it?
That's philosophy. Why should we go there? Radish is in order to receive where we exist. We get tired of it. We feel blows. We feel everything. We want to come out of it. Then we begin to work not in order to come out of it, but rather in order to justify the Creator, to be included with love in the group. Meaning, we begin to prefer not to have a good state in my ego, but rather to belong to sanctity. This all belongs to our appreciation, value. If the Creator becomes more important than us, and we're willing to invest ourselves in Him, then we come out of the radish.
Alguien traduce, puede Raf.
Yes.
Yes. Hay otro sí. Hay otro gusano famoso en la Torah.
There is one more worm that is well known in the Torah.
Yo tengo más referencia es cuando Jonás finalmente decide ir a Nínive, pero
I know the story of Jonah who decides to go to Nínive. But what he suggests is not accepted, so he goes to the desert, and he's there under the sun.
Y el Señor hace crecer una planta,
and the Creator grows the thorn that gives him shade. So in that night, the worm eats the thorn. And then he's afraid of the worm because she ate that plant. Sorry, he's mad about the worm. Then the Creator says to him, "How? Why don't you pity the people of Nineveh, but you do pity the plant?"
No, Jonás se enfada con porque un gusano se le come. No tiene misericordia en un caso. Y pide misericordia en el otro.
Jonas doesn't pity the people of Nineveh, but he does pity this plant.
Con el proceso que estamos haciendo de difusión y
thinking about the process we're having in dissemination. Many times we take this approach of Jonas that we know what we should do, but we don't. We have this struggle. Pharaoh becomes like a worm that eats us up.
So what do you propose?
To kill the worm.
It's a lot of.
It's not good. Not good. The worm must invert and become good. There's no. You kill nothing. You can only correct. It should invert into something good. Everything, even the worst thing, has a role in this world. Therefore, neither wars, nor killing, nor nothing helps. On the contrary, it only takes away, detracts. We need only to see the corrections in each and every state. To every enemy, every evil, there's correction. And the correction is by us. Where are we?
Page 129, item 41.
41.
But there still remains to clarify, why would man need all the upper worlds the Creator had created for him? What use has he for them? Bear in mind that the reality of all the worlds is generally divided into five worlds, called A, Adam Kadmon, B, Atzilut, C, Bria, D, Yetzira, and E, Asiya. In each of them are innumerable details, which are the five Sfirot, Kachab, Tum, which are Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut. The world of Ak, Adam Kadmon, is Keter. The world of Atzilut is Chochmah. The world of Bria is Binah. The world of Yetzira is Tiferet. And the world of Asiya is Malchut. And the lights clothed in those five worlds are called Yechida, Chaya, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, which are the light of Yechida shines in the world of Adam Kadmon. The light of Chaya in the world of Atzilut. The light of Neshama in the world of Bria. And the light of Ruach in the world of Yetzira. And the light of Nefesh in the world of Asiya. All these worlds are, and everything in them are included in the holy name, Yudke Vavke, and the tip of the Yud. And we have no perception in the first world, Ak. Hence it is only implied in the tip of the Yod of the name. This is why we do not speak of it, and always mention only the four worlds Abiya. Yud in the world of Atzilut, Yud is the world of Atzilut. K, or He, is the world of Bria. Vav, the world of Yetzira, and the bottom He is the world of Asiya. Item 42. We have now explained the five worlds that include the entire spiritual reality that extends from Ein Sof to this world. However, they are included in one another, and in each of the worlds there are the five worlds, the five Sfirot, Kachaptum, in which the five lights, Naran Chai, are dressed, corresponding to the five worlds. And besides the five Sfirot, Kachabtum, in each world, there are the four spiritual categories, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. In it, man's soul is regarded as the speaking. The animate is regarded as the angels in that world. The vegetative category is called dresses, and the still category is called halls. And they all robe one another. The speaking category, which is the souls of people, clothes the five sefirot kachabtum, which is the godliness in that world. The animate category, which are the angels, clothed over the souls. The vegetative, which are the dresses, clothe the angels. And the still, which are the halls, revolve around them all. The dressing means that they serve one another and evolve from one another. As we have clarified with the corporeal, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world. The three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, did not extend for themselves, but only so the fourth category, which is man, might develop and rise by them. Therefore, their role is only to serve man and to be useful to him. So it is in all the spiritual worlds. The three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, appear there only to serve and be useful to the speaking category there, which is man's soul. Therefore, it is considered that they all clothe over man's soul, meaning to serve him.
Questions?
Can I ask about item 40 something?
Sure.
He mentions the matter of the practical mitzvot. What is the meaning for us?
Practical means what we do in practice in order to acquire a screen, restriction, reflected light, to work with the light in order to bestow. This is called in practice.
Meaning, it's not about the daily mitzvot that we have to perform.
No, that's this daily mitzvot, that's another interpretation.
Okay. This bitter taste that the worm feels in the radish, that's what pushes her out of the radish, right?
Of course, how else would it come out?
And we, at least that's what I heard, we say that everything comes, everything is good. Even the bitter taste is something you have to use in order to reach the Vikut. How doesn't it blur the bitter taste of the radish and turns it into a sweet?
It's accordingly they give a person an opportunity to understand why and what for is he being advanced to a place where he receives help and also free choice. So he won't be moved around by the Creator, let's say, directing him, but it will also take a part in his purposeful advancement by himself.
This means that you do need, on the one hand, you should use this state in order to reach adhesion, but not to blur the pain. How do you work with such sensitivity that when you say that everything comes from Him, the good that does good, there's none else beside Him, not to blur the pain that should bring me out of this situation?
No worries, it's all from above. Don't say that we can blur the pain or not blur the pain. It's not so realistic what you're saying. A person escapes the pain, subconsciously even. So we have to use all the things that are going against it. Group, books, study, the teacher. So all those conditions that connect in the group in order to bring the reforming light against all the pain and the confusion the Creator sends us. So we will come out of it. If we use it correctly, we come out. And if we don't, then a fool is sitting idly by, eating his flesh. We simply cry. Okay, Rahamim.
Rav, why is everything created for the benefit of the upper end stages until we reach Ein Sof Baruch Hu?
All was created for the benefit of man to come to adhesion with the Creator and to be as the upper one. Next.
Rav, how is it possible to attain importance of bestowal being higher than reception? How to attain that?
By the reforming light, we receive a small illumination time after time after time for years. And then a person begins to appreciate the quality of bestowal, the ability to be above his reason, not to erase his reason, but specifically to be above his reason, because by that he's adding himself to the Creator.
Rav, please, one more question. Is Bina the essence of Chochmah? Because that's what it says. Because there's the female and the male in the Bina, and that's why she can both receive and give. It has both the deficiency and the fulfillment. Malchut becomes Zon, and then it receives from the upper Abaveim in the world of Atzilut.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Analogy isn't clear. I also have a question about the worm and the radish. It's not clear to me, this analogy, because a person does see an open world, it's free, I can do whatever I want. I don't feel I'm closed in some territory, and certainly not in a fruit or a vegetable or something.
So you are still inside the radish, and you don't recognize it as a radish.
So how can I acknowledge that this is the radish?
You have to continue, and put a little bit of attention and work in the group, and as much as the reforming light, the upper light will influence you, you will feel yourself in the dark world and I'm better off dead. And only one thing, will I be able to give contentment to the group and through the group to the Creator?
I should feel that everything I see outside is the radish and only the upper world is the coming out of it?
You don't need to feel, you have to come to it that you feel it this way. Okay?
Okay. Rav, why is faith bestowal?
That's how it's called.
Rav, we see that in this world an addition of an egoistic desire actually serves us in a good way. A person develops, grows, acquires more material.
To a certain limit. You see it about many people, you see it about our generation, the whole system that we built for thousands of years in economics and virus developments and technologies. And look where we came to a state where we feel that all those things are working in order to oppress a person, depress him to his detriment.
Yes, but an unaware person uses it and acquires more matter. That's okay.
Meaning, if a person follows his ego until he dies, that's how he's using it, in the hope that it will help him reach a better state.
So why, in the spiritual state, my egoistic state adds darkness to me? Why is it, what is this thing adding darkness, specifically when the will to receive becomes more of an egoist? Why is it darkness?
Because our world has a certain ration of light. Where is it? It's written about the quantity of light to sanctity, to sitra acha, they share it between them. The introductions, the preface to the Book of Zohar. In short, our world has a certain ration of light in order to enliven it, to sustain it, to raise us as egoists for thousands of years. So we would want to swallow the whole world until we come to a place where a person dies and only half a desire in his hand.
So why in the spiritual world this addition becomes darkness? When I work in front of the Creator or the group,
because there you see everything in light. When we come to it, you will see it's simply an opposite world. And by that,
let's move on to Tbilisi to hear the daily task. Today we had the groups of Barnaul, Eilat, Italy 10 number 1, Latin America 10 number 8, and Petah Tikva 10 number 22, and the 10 from Tbilisi. Daily task. Hear the first half hour of the morning lesson and stay continuously under the control of Kedusha, as if we are in the revelation of the Creator, as if we're in the spiritual world, as if everyone is in the corrected state. Again, stay under the control of Kedusha, as if you're under the control of the Creator, as if we're all in the upper world and we're all corrected. And every hour, write down a sentence that describes this sublime state and discuss it in your meetings in the tents. L'chaim. Zohar lesson, you're all invited to watch our Zohar lesson tonight, 5:45 Israel time, and our website, Kabda TV. Introductory meetings with the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're all invited to, we're all happy to invite you to meet us in Carmiel, August 21st, Netanya, Wednesday, August 22nd. Admission is 30 shekels. For details, go into our website or our phone, 1-700-509-29. Have a good day. Sing a song.
הכל התחיל עוד בבבל, נפרדנו כך לכל תבל,
חדלנו להבין אחד את השני, איבדנו זה את זה בקשר חיוני,
חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות,
עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות,
בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה, נשפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. היום כמו חג בישראל, נוהרים מכל דבל,
משתוקקים רק להתחבר, והתפילה תלך ותתגבר,
כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות,
עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשמות,
בני שפות אנחנו.